This summer, I went to Houston to teach people about Jesus. I learned a lot of things there. One of those things is that God is always watching out for us. One time, I went to this daycare, and I wasn't even supposed to go there. But there was no other teacher. I walked in, and the first thing the lady said to me was that the owner wasn't Christian, and that he would want me to talk about morals, about what's right and wrong, and not about Christianity. But the lady told me that she was a Christian, and she really wanted someone there to teach the kids about Jesus. So I was like, okay. So I went inside. In the middle of my Bible story, right before I would start talking about Jesus, a man walks in, and I get a feeling like this is the owner. So since my Bible story was about Cain and Abel, I start to stretch my story longer. I told all the kids that Abel was a shepherd, and then I asked, what sound does a sheep make? Baa. And I asked them to name vegetables that Cain would plant. But right when I couldn't stretch my story any longer, he walked out. So I was like, thank you, God. Then a few days later, once again, right before I start talking about Jesus, he walks into my class, and I sort of stretch the story again. But then, right when I can't stretch it anymore, his cell phone rings, and he has to leave again. He comes in again, but the Bible story is already finished. Then, on the last day, instead of sitting there himself, he sent another worker to just sit there and watch what we were doing. And I prayed to God and said, God, if you want this man to stay here and hear the gospel, then okay. If not, then please take him out somehow. So I start the club. The man stays there through the rules, the songs, and the memory verse. And I have to start my story. Finally, I get to the Bible story. He listens to the beginning of the story. And one more time, right before I'm supposed to start talking about Jesus, God covers for me, and he sent the owner to call the other man out to help him with something. At the end, as I was leaving, the owner even asked us to come back again next week. God promised us that he will never leave us or forsake us, and he covered for me 3 times, each time right when I needed him to.
Don't be a worrywart. Oh no, summer vacation is almost over, and that means school is about to start. But I hope everyone had a good vacation. There's quite a few reasons why I'm not too eager about going back to school. But the biggest and probably most notable reason is this retreat I'll be required to go to. In case you don't know what a retreat is, it's sort of like an extra short camping trip. And there's even more reasons why I don't want to go to the retreat. First of all, I'm really not all that much like my classmates. As in, I can't stand going to camp. And I've just recently discovered that for some weird, unknown reason, I can't fall asleep in somewhere that's not a car or my own house. Secondly, I'm sort of the type of person who can't stand dirty. Out of my whole family, I think I'm the craziest about cleanliness. At the retreat, let's just say it's pretty muddy, there's bugs, it's hot, and it's probably going to be humid or sizzling dry and hot. All that put together means only one thing. Lots of sweat. Oh yes, if you're someone who's crazy about clean, sweat is your worst enemy and probably out of all dirty things, one of the ones you hate most. Well, that goes double for me at least. And the last reason, but not the only reason left, is when you go swimming in a nasty lake at the retreat. Oh, did I say swimming? I actually meant playing in this water equipment that the camp counselor set up. I can deal with the water park, but the water there is really murky and it's deep. Well, I can handle deep, but I really don't want to go in that lake again. But if I don't, then I'm stuck sitting out in the hot sun for only a few hours. And I don't want to get sunburned or get a lot of bug bites. Besides, if I sit out, I'll get bored. I can't stand being bored. Well, that's enough about the retreat. Now I'm going to tell you why I don't want to go back to school. One reason why I'm nervous about the school year is, well, my friends. I'm always worrying my head off on who's going to be my teacher, if my friends are going to be there, and even how many naughty kids will be there. I worry about naughty kids, mainly because when they're naughty, they slow down the class and sometimes make the whole class suffer consequences. I'm really worried when it comes to gym class, because the consequences always have something to do with running lots of laps around the gym, doing a lot of boring stuff instead of games, or sometimes even a lot of really hard exercises. My whole problem with naughty kids started when I hurt my wrist in third grade from too many exercises that the teacher made us do because of some troublemakers. Also, I'm concerned about any new kids. I'm always eager to make new friends, and I'm more than willing. I just have one problem with making new friends. If you've got friends on the brink of arguments and feuds, it's pretty unbearable. You know, it's the whole jealousy problem, which I'm afraid that one of my old friends may have. When everyone in your little gang of friends is arguing and feuding except you, and you have no idea what they're arguing over anyway, it's pretty mind-boggling. And if you're sitting right in the middle of them, all their words are clashing right into your head practically. Now that's what you call a splitting headache. The Bible tells us many times, in many verses, not to worry. There's also a good reason not to worry. Sometimes, all your worrying can be taken out on your body. Worry too much, and you could get sick. Take my word for it. Because when I started fourth grade, my stomach would hurt a lot because I was such a worrywart over the summer. Also, worrying could distract you from whatever you're trying to do. One Bible verse that says not to worry is Matthew 6:34, where Jesus says, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." So try not to worry, and believe me, you'll keep yourself from lots of bad things. This has been Mimi, and again, I want to say that I hope everyone had a good summer vacation while it lasted, and that everyone is ready for school. I hope you do great in school this year. Bye!